With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So you're all worked up about this Ron Rivera quote.
Oh, I'm all lathered.
Danny comes in today. All I wanted to talk about was progress is being made on Operation at Grant H. Paulson. All Danny wanted to talk about was that Ron Rivera said something that you're not believing.
Right. So, and it's perfectly fine. He's doing coach speak stuff. He's on an interview tour because they've won some games. So now Ron Rivera's doing his, I'll talk to anybody with a microphone. I'm a great guy. I'm really good at coaching, you know, tour that he goes on every so often.
He gets to do it.
He gets to do it.
This is his victory lap.
Yeah.
He deserves it. Yesterday, there's probably more than this. What I saw yesterday was Sirius XM NFL Radio,
mm-hmm.
Jim Rome Show, 33rd team with Dave Wannstedt.
Yeah.
Odd selection, but probably just people who have his number. But he gets to do it, man. They're winning, so this is his time.
Puff your chest out.
And to be completely frank, Jack Del Rio's got the defense handled, and Scott Turner coaches the offense, so this is kind of what he does.
Yeah, he set aside, he blocked off the morning and went ahead and did some interviews. So this is from, as you said, 33rd team. He's being interviewed by Dave Wannstedt, which is, I have questions. I'm not going to ask them right now because that's not important. But here's what Ron Rivera said yesterday.
It's exactly what the plan was going to be coming out of training camp. But then we had that crazy situation with Brian Robinson where he gets shot and wounded basically misses the first 4 weeks. If people went back and looked at what we had done in the preseason, we were telling people what we were going to be. We were going to be a run-oriented offense. B-Rob had a great training camp, had very good preseason, and then that, you know, that bad situation comes up where he gets shot. And so it took him 4 weeks before he was back on the field playing for us, but it's taken him an additional 2 or 3 weeks before he really started to get in sync with the program and understanding, you know, what he needed to do as a runner for us. And our success, in my opinion, has really taken off as we've been able to recommit to the run. You know, I believe in a two-back situation. You can't have just one primary back and feed him. You got to have two dynamic backs. One guy that's a good power, physical guy that's got some quickness to him. And another one's got to be a little bit of a slasher that's got some hands to him that can be a little bit of a changeup. I had that when I was in Carolina, you know, with D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart. And I thought if we could emulate that here, that would be a real good thing for us. We went out and did that. We drafted by Brian Robinson, coupled him with Antonio Gibson, and now we're off and running.
Nope. That was not the plan all along. You've made an adjustment, and you're doing the best thing now, but you can't tell me that that was always the plan. These are the types of things that I care about so desperately. I think there are two camps of people. One, me. The other side is, so, who cares? I care so much. That's Ron Rivera, head coach, telling you that what's going on with him as the head coach is going great. I need all of it, all of the hats that he wears, to be held to account that that was not the plan. You don't draft a wide receiver in the first round to never target him. You don't spend $28 million and multiple draft picks on Carson Wentz to hand it off. You don't spend all of the offseason last year trying to tell everybody that the key was quarterback. Even the beginning of this year, by the way. What's the difference between these teams that are playing well and you're not quarterback? You didn't say Brian Robinson not being healthy. You said quarterback. That's a lie. You're allowed to lie, by the way. Some people don't care about that part. I care about the following. You don't get to walk around taking credit for a great plan. You could take credit for dodging some adversity. You could take credit for the guys rallying. You could take credit for you galvanizing the locker room. You could take credit for a big thing here with these turnarounds. Dealing with the fact that your plan blew up and you reacted appropriately. Say that. Hey, we had an idea of what we wanted to be. We couldn't do it. We pivoted, and this is how we're best served to win football games. That's true. What he just said is a lie. They wanted to have Brian Robinson run the football. Cool. We were always going to be a run-first team, so you made a terrible draft choice. Then you made a terrible acquisition of Carson Wentz. That's a lie. I'm so irritated by this, and I'm probably more irritated because there's half the population, and one of them sitting right across from me right now going, so, who cares? Who cares? It's a coaching thing. They're running football games now. Yeah, that's the proverbial. So, who cares? Why do we care? I care so much. You can't get away with that. You can't get away with telling everybody how great your plan was when that wasn't your plan.
I'm not going to quite so who cares you, but I do have a rebuttal or at least some thoughts. Yeah. I'm more on team. I don't know why you're upset about this, which we can get into next. But I'd be curious to hear from people just on, do you buy what Rivera's selling, that this is always what they planned on being this year? Yeah, they went out and paid a bunch for a quarterback, and yeah, they drafted a wide receiver, a third wide receiver essentially in the first round, when they already paid McLaurin this offseason and pay Samuel top 10 money this year against the cap, but they wanted to be a run-first team. Danny's not buying it. Curious to see what you guys think. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.